This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. God truly is full of surprises. During the past few weeks, we've been talking about God's surprising draft picks and God's amazing grace. We pray you will continue to listen as we talk in today's message about God's best surprise.
Have you ever been surprised by God? By faith, God reveals himself to his people over and over again in the adventure of life, sometimes in beautiful ways, at other times in unexpected ways. He's a God full of mystery. But the surprises are a blessing to us as we grow in faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as people of yours, teach us to trust you completely. When we don't understand how life is unfolding, give us the ability to trust your heart of love for us. Help us persevere even in struggles, and help us to believe the power of your love to overcome all things and give us the victory in Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's scripture story is recorded in Daniel chapter 3, called The Image of Gold in the Fiery Furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold 90 feet high and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then he summoned all the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, leaders of the people. And the herald loudly proclaimed, "This is what you're commanded to do, O peoples, nations, and men of every language. As soon as you hear the sound of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold the king Nebuchadnezzar has set up." And when they did so, all the people fell down. The astronomers of King Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom denounced the Jews, "King, live forever." But there's some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who paid no attention to you, King. They don't serve your gods or worship the image of gold you've set up. So King Nebuchadnezzar summons Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Furious with rage, he says, "I'll give you another chance. When you hear the sound, if you're ready to fall down and worship, good. But if you don't, you'll be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. What God is able to rescue you then?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said to the king, "If we're thrown into the blazing furnace, O king, God is able to deliver us and save us. He'll rescue us from your hand. But if he does not, we want you to know, O king, we'll not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you've set up." Nebuchadnezzar was furious. His attitude toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego changed. He ordered the furnace stoked 7 times hotter than usual and commanded the strongest soldiers to wrap up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the burning furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the king said, "Weren't there 3 men tied up and thrown in the fire?" "Certainly, O king. Look, I see 4 men walking in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar approached the furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out! Come here!" So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And all the leaders crowded around. They saw that the fire hadn't harmed their bodies. Not a hair of their head was singed. Their robes weren't scorched, and no smell of fire on them. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and rescued his servants." Thus far we share the story of God's word, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. As we read and reflect on the stories of the Bible and the promises of the Word of God, we're often surprised at how God works in our lives and in this world. Much about God still is mystery. God is, after all, God. But as we walk by faith and He reveals Himself in beautiful and unexpected ways. Life is truly a rich adventure. And of all the surprises, the best surprise is the promise of His powerful, loving presence. "I will never leave you or forsake you," Jesus said. Today, as we study the story from Daniel chapter 3, we remember three men that we probably heard of first in Sunday school stories. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They were part of the exiles that were taken to Babylon after Jerusalem was defeated by the Babylonians in 587 BC. They, along with Daniel, were the cream of the crop, top shelf, young men dripping with potential, and the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, saw their great ability and used them even to rule in his kingdom. But they also were called by God in that foreign land to remain faithful to Him, despite a culture that did not acknowledge Yahweh as God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were called by the Spirit to be different, to be faithful to God. So when King Nebuchadnezzar set up a 90-foot idol and the dedication of the statue where everyone who was anyone was there and the music played, everyone was to bow down, and everyone did, except Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How is the element of surprise part of this story? First, the story is surprising in that God's people were even in exile. Jerusalem, the nation of Judah, had been defeated soundly by Babylon. This created a theological crisis of faith for those who were in exile. I wonder if you have ever experienced some tragedy or suffering and wondered why God allowed it, or if God had abandoned you. Does God still care about me? How do we understand the expectations which faith creates? We put our trust in an all-powerful God of love. So when we experience the reality of suffering in this imperfect world, where's God? The Old Testament people hauled into slavery in Babylon were people of promise. They had the law, the Torah, God's commands, as the best way to live in this world in harmony with God. They were people of the covenant of circumcision, descendants of Abraham. They were the chosen people of all-powerful Yahweh. So how could they ever be defeated? For God was with them. Yet, Jerusalem was destroyed. More than that, the temple, the dwelling place of Almighty God, was destroyed. And the temple, remember, was the place for sacrifice, for the atonement for sins, for the harmony of being reconciled to God. The majority of the people were killed. It was a terrible defeat. All who survived as leaders were hauled off into exile in Babylon. No wonder the psalmist wrote, "By the rivers of Babylon we sat down and wept as we remembered." They were surprised that God allowed them to be defeated by the enemy. Eventually, though, as they processed this in faith, they had to conclude that it was not God who had failed or abandoned them. Rather, they had failed God. For decades, they had disobeyed God's word. They were deaf to the voice of the prophets. They had broken God's covenant. Still, God, in the words of Jeremiah 29, told them as exiles, "I still have plans for you. I want you to settle in, keep trusting me, stay faithful, and seek to bless the nation where you live." Have you ever heard that phrase, "Bloom where you're planted"? that was for the exiles. And for me, perhaps for you, still today, our faith raises expectations. We pray to an infinitely powerful God who loves us, and we expect and hope to be spared any struggle or pain in this world. We're surprised when we experience defeat. Isn't it true that terrorism around the world stirs dis-ease and fear all around the globe? We read and hear on the television and other places reports of ISIS, radical Islamic extremists, armed to the hilt, committed to kill those who don't share their beliefs. We've all seen the photos of Christians who were put to death for their unwavering confession of faith in Jesus. We're surprised. Why didn't God protect them? Yet we believe that God is still all-powerful, loves us, and is the source of our hope. It says in Romans 8 that God sent his Son into the world to die on a cross and raised him from the dead to defeat death and the enemy. We live by faith, wrestling with mysteries. Yet it is true that God sees our times of struggle as well as triumph. God knows us. God weeps with us in our pain, and he loves us. We also might be surprised on an individual level when we experience personal suffering, sickness, loss. Even if we're faithful to God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were faithful to God in that foreign land filled with idol worship. It's easy, isn't it, to be faithful and loyal when we're sitting in church in the third row from the front to the right of center, surrounded by other believers? But what do we do when surrounded by people who don't share our faith in the Lord, or who don't share our morality that's derived from God's Word? What do we do when we're with people who don't share our confession that Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world? Are we faithful? And when we're faithful, we expect that God would protect us from any consequence of being loyal to him, especially if the persecution comes from unbelievers. The truth, however, is the scriptural witness doesn't teach us that, and history doesn't show us that. Throughout history, Christian believers have suffered greatly and lost their lives by trusting Christ at the hands of unbelievers. So in this story, when King Nebuchadnezzar sets up this 90-foot statue and summons all in the crowd to bow down when the music plays, on the threat that if they don't, they'll be thrown in the fiery furnace, three individuals stand defiant. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, faithful to God, though the masses do otherwise. King Nebuchadnezzar is furious. Maybe he didn't understand, boys, but I'll give you another chance, or else. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say to the king, well, if you throw us in the fiery furnace, listen now, God is able to save us, and he will deliver us. But even if he does not, in other words, even if we have to die for our faith and loyalty to God, we won't serve your gods or worship your image. Why? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's hearts were already promised to another. Before the time of testing came, they already knew that their hearts were devoted to be the Lord's people. So with us, even before we're tempted, even before we would give in to the passion of the moment, we can say, my heart belongs to Jesus. Even if we were seduced to embezzle money and become rich Our hearts belong to Jesus, even if we're invited to cave in and go with the crowd, do what the rest of culture does, think like the rest of the world does in terms of purpose or goals or philosophy. Remember, our hearts belong to Jesus. We are already promised to another. Surprise! Just when Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego needed God most, he revealed his presence and his power in the heat of the fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are beautiful in their courageous faithfulness. King Nebuchadnezzar had stoked the fire so hot that the soldiers died bringing them to it. Now we need to know, God gives us no guarantee that if we're faithful, we're going to be exempt from danger or death. Even in the current news, we read stories of people who courageously confess their faith, yet suffer. But what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego told the king is true. God is able to supernaturally, miraculously deliver us. But God also promises us the courage and the strength to be faithful to him in the heat of the moment, in the face of the challenge. Just when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thought they were going to die, God rescued the men. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, said, "Didn't we throw in 3 men? How do I see 4 men walking around unbound and unharmed? The 4th looks like the son of the gods." I believe that's the presence of Jesus himself in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I love this description. They were unharmed, not a hair of their heads were singed, their robes weren't scorched, they didn't even smell of fire. And the king promoted them. It's a beautiful and powerful story. It ends well. God gives them victory. But God does not always intervene to miraculously deliver. Sometimes faithful people, loyal hearts, suffer greatly. The most profound truth, the best surprise of all, is that Jesus' name is Emmanuel, God with us. Though we're not exempt from the difficulties of an imperfect world or the evil hearts of unbelievers who would wish to destroy Jesus and his followers and the message of the gospel. Yet it says in Romans 8, what are we going to say about all these things? If God is for us, who could stand against us? We are more than conquerors through Jesus who loves us, and nothing, nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Years ago, I remember the late Reverend Mark Gerstead, campus pastor at Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, telling the story of his experience as a young pastor in International Falls, Minnesota. In his parish was a single mom with 2 small children, Jill and Johnny, a 5-year-old girl and a baby boy. They were very poor and struggled in life. They lived in a trailer, and one night there was a tragic fire, and the baby boy Johnny died in that fire. After the funeral, Pastor Mark offered Mommy to take Jill home with his house to play with his daughter Rachel while Mommy took care of some business. Jill had not spoken a word since the tragic fire. Pastor Mark said to Jill, "Would you like to play a game?" She shook her head no. "Want to play with Rachel's dolls?" She shook her head. "I know," he said. "Let's go to the piano and I'll play the notes and you sing the words." Jill nodded. Pastor Mark began to play and the little girl sang this haunting song. "Johnny's in the trailer, and I can't get him out. He's trapped in the fire, and I can't get him out. Johnny's in the trailer, and I can't get him out." Then, like a switch in her heart, Jill turned to Pastor Mark and said, "Pastor Mark, could we sing the song we do in Sunday school, Jesus Loves Me?" And Pastor Mark, with a broad smile, began to play, "Jesus loves me, this I know." Two songs. The first song expresses our human powerlessness in a broken world, where we suffer, where we feel guilt and grieve our loss. But the second song is a song of hope. Only in the unconditional love of Jesus can we survive. Only in the promise that Jesus says, "I'll never leave you or forsake you," can we have the courage to live by faith. And that is the best surprise. The very presence of Jesus, whose name is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. No matter what each day brings, with loyal hearts of love, hearts of faith, God invites us to trust that He will never leave us or forsake us. He is always with us. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, give us strong and courageous faith. Give us faith to trust Your promises and experience the power of Your Spirit so we know Your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friends, the Lord bless you in His light and grace and peace, now and forever. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has helped you to live by faith, knowing we have the very presence of Emmanuel, God with us as we live out our days. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders is dependent upon the free will gifts of our listening audience. Many people choose to remember a loved one with a memorial gift. Memorial gifts are sometimes given to remember a very special person on their birthday or another meaningful occasion. If you would like to make a donation in loving memory of someone, send it to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders broadcast over 29 radio stations in 12 states, Imani Radio in Kenya, shortwave in Europe, satellite radio on ROKU, and on the internet at christiancrusaders.org and oneplace.com. Your prayers and gifts are deeply appreciated as we continue in our mission to spread the Word of God to all who desire to hear it. We're happy you were able to worship with us today and pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Today's program has been conducted by the Reverend Lee Lavig, pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Spencer, Iowa, and associate speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 79th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.